Good morning.
大家早上好。
It is so good to see each one of you.
能够看见大家呢，实在是一件高兴的事。
I hope everyone had a good sleep.
我希望大家昨晚都睡得好。
Who slept 10 hours?
有谁睡了十个小时的吗？
Oh, one person, that's great.
有人在后面睡了十个小时。
How many of you like the alarm clock at 5:15 this morning?
有多少人喜欢今天早上凌晨5:15的闹钟？
I remember hearing, Now, I want you to think of what went through your head when you heard that and you woke up to that.
我希望你想一想今天早上当你醒来的时候你是想的是什么。
Because you know what I thought?
你知道我心里想什么吗?
I prayed.
我就祷告。
And I asked that God would show all of our brothers and sisters here in Malaysia who Jesus is.
我的祷告就是上帝能够帮助我们在这里的弟兄姐妹们都能够认识到谁是耶稣。
They would understand how much God loves us.
他们能够明白到上帝爱我们有多少。
And that we are his family.
而我们是属于他的家庭。
But maybe you just grab the pillow and put it over your head.
可能你就拿了被单呢，把头蒙上了。
What I'm going to share with you today.
今天我要跟大家分享的是
is how I understand just one.
我怎样了解有关于唯一这个题目？
Please open your Bibles with me.
请大家翻开圣经到
Ephesians 4:4-6.
以弗所书第四章四到六节。
This is what the Bible says about just one.
这是圣经所说的有关于唯一。
There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一主，一信，一喜。
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
一上帝，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
Today I will be talking about one heart.
今天我要跟大家说的是一心。
Because that is the most important thing to start with.
因为这是最重要的一件事来作为开始。
We can talk about learning with our mind.
我们可以说有关于心智上的学习。
And even doing things with our hands.
或者是用手来工作。
But if the heart is not changed, all that is for nothing.
可是如果我们的心没有改变的话，那么这一切都是徒然的。
Many of you have asked me a question.
很多人就问一个问题。
Many of them are spiritual questions.
很多呢都是属灵上的问题。
Some are medical questions.
有些是医学上的问题。
But most of the questions are, why is your last name Riesenberger and you look Chinese?
很多人问的一个问题就是为什么我的姓呢是 Riesenberger, 可是呢我却看起来像华人。
So I will answer your question this morning.
所以今天早上我要回答大家这个问题。
That's my grandma.
这是我的祖母。
My grandpa.
祖父。
Oh, my mom.
这是我的母亲。
She was born in Shanghai, China.
她是在中国上海出生的。
My father.
这是我的父亲。
My sister.
这是我的妹妹。
She's a missionary at Mission College in Thailand right now.
她现在在泰国的我们的本会学院那里工作。
I will fly to visit her right after the conference.
就在这一次聚会之后呢，我会去那边呢跟她相会。
This is my brother.
这是我的兄弟。
This is his wife.
这是他的太太。
And here are two of my nephews.
还有这两位呢是我的侄儿。
Don't they look the same?
你看他们像不像呢？
But they really are brothers from the same two people.
可是呢他们的的确确是亲生的兄弟。
So maybe that gives you a clue why my name is Riesenberger, but I look Chinese.
可能呢现在你就了解到为什么我会姓 Riesenberger, 可是我看起来像中国人。
But I think the most important person for us to get to know today is God.
可是呢对我们来说今天我们所要认识最重要的一个人呢是上帝。
And I would like to have a very special prayer before I begin.
所以在我开始之前呢，我希望能够做一个特别的祷告。
I ask that you would bow your heads with me.
我要求大家跟我一起低头。
But I will kneel.
但是我会跪下来。
Loving Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
I bow before you now.
现在我在你的面前跪下。
And ask that I would be hidden.
好让我能够被隐藏。
And that Jesus would be seen.
耶稣能够被看见。
That I would be quiet.
好让我能够静默。
And that Jesus would be heard.
好让耶稣的话能够被听见。
And I pray now that you would use me in spite of myself, my weak, unchrist-like self.
我能够要求你在这个时候，虽然我是软弱的，却让你能够使用我。
So that my dear brothers and sisters might see the heart of Jesus this morning.
好让我所亲爱的弟兄姐妹们今天早上能够看见耶稣的心。
For we pray in his name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This is the country of Peru.
这是秘鲁这个国家。
And this is 3 hours from the nearest city.
是从最邻近的城市有三小时的路程。
We went to do mission work.
我们去做布道的工作。
And I was asked to do the medical work in the village.
然后我去在那里呢的乡区做医药布道的工作。
So we drove to a village in the middle of nowhere.
然后我们就驾车到这个小乡村去。
And this is my clinic.
这是我的诊所。
No lab tests. No lab work.
没有不能够做任何的试验的血的试验。
No X-ray or CT.
也没有任何的这个视像的帮助，或者是 X 光。
Very simple.
非常简陋。
All I could do was share about the 8 natural remedies.
我所能够做的就是跟他们分享有个8个自然的医疗方法。
And point people to the great physician.
然后把他们引到最大伟大的医师那里去。
But there were so many people.
可是那里有很多的人。
There were people trying to cut in front of each other.
而且呢，他们都尝试要超队。
So that they could talk to me first.
好让他们能够先跟我说话。
Finally, I took a break and went to the bathroom.
最后呢，我就到厕所去。
That place on to the left is our bathroom.
左边呢，就是我们的厕所。
It is just a little curtain.
这只是一块布这么遮住。
But as I walked to the bathroom,
当我走向这个
I looked and I saw 3 guys following me into the bathroom.
然后我就看见有三个人跟着我进入这个洗手间。
And I thought, well, I guess they need to go to the bathroom too, and since we're all taking a break, they're just going to follow me.
所以呢，我就想，可能我要去厕所，他们也要去厕所吧。
And as I'm going to the bathroom,
当我走向洗手间的时候，
I look over and they're right there.
然后我就转头看，他们就在那边。
And they say, Doctor, we have one question for you.
然后他们就说，医生啊，我们有对你有一个问题。
And I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom.
然后我就想，我现在要上洗手间呢。
And I don't know about you.
我不知道你怎么样。
But in my culture,
可是在我的文化里面，
if you're a guy in the bathroom,
你难道你的这个护卫使者还要跟你到洗手间吗？
You don't talk to the guy standing next to you.
就算你在洗手间里面，你也不会跟你旁边的那个人说话。
You look straight ahead.
你就向前看。
In fact, you look down.
或者向下看。
You don't go like this.
你也不会转头。
You don't go like this.
也不转这样子转头。
And you don't talk.
你也不说话。
But if you're a girl.
如果你是个女孩，
It's rude if you don't talk to the person in the stall next to you.
如果你在洗手间没有跟你隔壁的人说话，是很不礼貌的。
But these people were so eager to get medical help that they were willing to come in the bathroom to ask me their medical questions.
可是呢，这些人他们需要这医药上的帮助，那么的热切，甚至到洗手间也要向我发问。
But there was one person who didn't do that.
可是有一个人他却没有这么做。
She always stayed far away from the crowd.
她总是远远地离开人群。
She stayed with her mother and her family.
她跟她的母亲和她的家人呢，就在一起。
And I would listen and catch little pieces of the conversation.
然后呢，我就会静静地听，然后希望能够捕捉到一些他们的说话。
She would say, "Oh, I'm not so bad."
她会说，我不是那么坏，不是那么差。
Oh, mommy, there's so many people. He's too busy.
妈妈，太多人在那边等着了，他实在太忙碌了。
He doesn't have time for me.
他实在是没有时间能够抽出来帮助我。
But near the end of the day,
可是在一天将要完的时候，
her mother put her hands on her shoulders and pushed her to the front of the line.
她的妈妈呢就把手放在肩头，她的肩头上，把她推到前面来。
And she sat her down in the seat.
然后就让她坐在椅子上。
And said, "You need to see my daughter before you go."
然后她就对我说，你必须要先看我的女儿，在你离开之前看她。
And this is the girl.
这就是这位女孩。
She's the yellow shirt, and she's 15 years old.
她今年15岁，她穿的是黄色的衣服。
She looks pretty healthy.
看起来很健康。
And so I said, "Well, what's the problem?"
我就问她，你有什么问题呢？
And she said, "I'm not sure."
她说，我也不知道。
I have pain in my chest.
我有胸痛。
And sometimes when I play, I get very tired.
有时候我玩耍的时候就觉得很累。
Sometimes I can't breathe.
有时候我不能呼吸。
And sometimes I even pass out.
甚至有时候我会昏倒。
Sometimes I feel like my heart is racing.
有时候我感觉我的心跳得很快。
And I thought, oh, maybe it's some boy.
我想可能她有了心上人吧。
So I listened to her heart.
然后我就听了她的心跳。
And I hear the worst sound I have ever heard in my life.
然后我就听到了我一生中最不喜欢听见的声音。
Instead of do 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 do, I hear poot poot poot.
我听到的声音呢就是这样的。
You're not going to translate that?So as I'm listening, I realize this girl has a big hole in her heart.
当我听的时候，我就发现到这个女孩呢，她心里面有一个很大的洞。
And that she will soon die if she does not get a new heart.
而且如果她没有一个改造的心的话，她很快就会去世。
And so I tell her.
我就告诉她。
I said, "You need a new heart."
我说你需要一个新的心。
And she said, "Well, what will I do?"
她说，那我要怎么办呢？
You will leave your village and go to the capital of Peru.
我说你必须要离开你的乡村呢，去到这个秘鲁的首都。
You need to find a heart doctor and a heart surgeon.
在那里呢，寻找一个心脏的专科医生。
And you need to be able to have them give you a new heart.
然后让他呢给你一个新的心。
And she said, "But I've never left my village."
她说，可是我从来没有离开过我的乡村。
Where will I get the money?
我们没有钱。
I said, "I don't know."
我说我也不知道怎么办。
I said, "I will try to see if I can pray for you and help you."
我想我可以为你祷告，然后看看我能够帮到你什么。
And she said, "Can you do the surgery?"
她就问我你能不能做这样的手术呢？
I said, "No."
我说我不能啊。
Well, can't I just drink more water?
她说我可以不可以喝多一点水？
How about if you put a charcoal poultice over my heart?
还是你用这个炭呢？放到我的胸口上行不行？
That's what you're doing for everyone else.
因为你为每一个病人都是做这样同样的事。
And I said, "No, that will not work."
我说不行，这样子呢不能帮到你。
And she said, "Okay."
她说好吧。
I will go.
我就去。
I will do my best to go to the capital and to get a new heart.
我会尽力去到首都去，好让我得到一个新的心。
And as I was looking into her eyes,
当我看着她的眼睛。
God told me
上帝告诉我
about this wonderful truth of one heart.
他上帝就告诉了我有关于这个一个心的真理。
Turn to Ezekiel 36, 26.
翻到以西结书第三十六章。
Ezekiel 36, 26.
以西结书三十六章二十六节。
A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
We all have one heart.
我们都有一颗心。
But it is broken.
可是这心呢，是破碎的心。
We need God's heart.
我们需要上帝的心。
And I saw in the experience of Helen the clearest picture of how to get that one heart.
我在海伦的经验上呢，看见一个很清晰的景象，就是怎样能够得到一颗新的心。
We went to the middle of nowhere to find Helen.
我们去到这么偏僻的一个地方去找到了海伦。
What are the chances of a doctor from Stanford coming all the way to rural Peru and finding this girl?
要这个从斯坦福医学院出来的医生呢，到这个秘鲁的这么一个偏僻的小地方找到海伦，那个他的发现率有多高呢？
And perhaps you feel far away from God right now.
可能现在你感觉你远离了上帝。
You feel like that no one can ever reach you.
你可能认为没有人能够来到你那里。
But I'm here to tell you that God is looking for you.
可是今天早上我告诉你，上帝正在寻找你。
And just as God sent me to the middle of nowhere to find Helen, God is coming to you where you are right now.
就好像上帝差遣我到这偏僻的地方去找到了海伦，上帝今天也在寻找你。
The first step is to know that God seeks us first.
第一步我们需要了解到的就是上帝他先来寻找我们。
Luke 19:10.
在路加福音第十九章第十节。
Luke 19, verse 10.
路加十九章第十节。
For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save.That which was lost.
人子来，为要寻找拯救世上的人。
Jesus is looking for you right now.
耶稣现在正在寻找你。
Jesus is using all of his power to find you right now.
上帝，他在用他一切的能力在寻找你。
He is trying to save you.
他要拯救你。
John chapter 12.
在约翰福音第十二章。
Verse
32. 第三十二节。
And I, if I be lifted up from the earth,will draw all men unto me.
第三十二节，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
Jesus is drawing you to him right now.
耶稣现在就在吸引你来归向他。
This verse says that Jesus will draw all men unto him.
这节经文告诉我们，耶稣会吸引万人来归他。
But the word men is supplied.
这边说的人。
It is not in the original text.
这个人字呢，在原文是没有的。
So some versions say, well, Jesus will draw all people to himself.
所以有些圣经就说呢，耶稣会吸引万人来归他。
But that's not right either.
但是呢，原文不是这样的。
The way the verse should be read is that Jesus will draw all unto himself.
原文应该是这么说，耶稣会吸引所有来归向他。
Jesus, through his sacrifice, is drawing not only all of humanity,But he is drawing heaven's angels and the unfallen worlds to himself.
耶稣借着他的牺牲，不只是吸引万人来归向他，而且吸引了天上的天君，还有所有宇宙的众生来归他。
Jesus does not just draw the people who grew up in church.
耶稣不只是吸引那些在教会里面长大的人而已。
Jesus does not just draw Christians.
不只是吸引基督徒而已。
Jesus draws all.
他要吸引所有的。
He is calling you right now.
他现在正在呼召你。
Can you hear his voice?
你能够听见他的声音吗？
Jesus knows us individually and is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows us all by name. He knows the very house in which we live, the name of each occupant. He has at times given directions to his servants to go to a certain street in a certain city.To such a house to find one of his sheep.
耶稣认识我们每一个人，并且体恤我们的软弱。他知道我们每个人的名字，认识我们所住的房屋以及屋里每个成员的名字。他往往指示他的仆人到某城、某街、某家去找他羊群里的一只羊。
Jesus has sent me, Dr. Pippin, Benjamin Ng, all the people here.To help to find you.
上帝呢，耶稣呢，他差遣了我，差遣了 Dr. Pippin, 差遣了 Benjamin, 还有这里所有的人来到这里寻找你。
The second step is very clear.
第二个步骤非常的清楚。
Do you remember that Helen always stayed away?
你记得吗？海伦呢，她总是远远的离开我们。
She never came to the front.
他从来不向前来
Until the very end.
直到最后
And I ask you, what would have happened to Helen if she would have stayed away?
你想如果海伦继续的远离我们的话，那么她会有什么样的结果呢？
I would just keep seeing patients.
我就会继续的看其他的病人。
I had more patients to see there than I could see in several weeks.
我在那里所见到的病人呢，比我在工作的地方见好几个星期的病人还多。
So what would have happened to Helen if she never came forward?
如果她不向前来的话，那么海伦会发生怎么样的结果呢？
She would die.
她就会死去。
And the same thing happens to us.
同样的也会发生在我们的身上。
Jesus will call you.
耶稣呼召你。
But if you do not come forward.
可是如果你不向前来。
If you do not respond to his call.
如果你不对他的呼召做出反应。
He cannot change you.
他就不能改变你。
We must respond.To God.
我们必须要对上帝做出反应。
Revelation 3, verse 20, chapter 3, verse 20.
启示录第三章第二十节。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
看到我站在门外叩门。
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me.
若有人听见我的声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Jesus is knocking.
耶稣正在叩门。
Notice that Jesus knocks on the door.
耶稣呢，他在门那里叩门。
Jesus does not break in.
耶稣从来不会勉强的进来。
Jesus doesn't climb through the window.
他也不会从窗口爬进来。
He knocks.
他就在那里叩门。
Do you hear him knocking today?
你今天有没有听见他叩门的声音呢？
But in the verse, who is the one who opens the door?
在这节经文，你们是谁要打开门呢？
Is it Jesus?
是耶稣吗？
Who opens the door?
是谁要打开门呢？
It's you.
是你。
It's me.
是我。
We must open the door.
我们必须要打开这个门。
We must come forward like Helen.
我们必须要像海伦那样向前来。
We must respond to God.
我们必须要向耶稣做出反应。
But why did Helen come forward?
可是为什么海伦她向前来了呢？
Matthew 9, verse 12 and 13.
马太福音第九章十二到十三节。
Matthew 9, verse 12 and 13.
马太福音第九章十二到十三节。
Many of you have come to a conference like this.
很多人呢，好像你这样也来到了这样的大会。
And you go home.
然后就回家了。
And you say, nothing has changed.
然后对你来说没有任何的改变。
I didn't really get anything out of the conference.
你会说我在这大会里面没有得到什么。
And right now, I'm going to tell you why.
现在我就告诉你为什么。
When Jesus heard that, he said to them, those that are whole do not need a physician, but those that are sick.
耶稣听见就说康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
But go and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
经上说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭事。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Do you feel that you need the physician?
你有没有感觉到你需要一个医生呢？
Why did Helen feel like she needed to see me?
为什么海伦会觉得她不需要见我呢？
She had pain.
她其实有痛。
She had shortness of breath.
她感觉到不能呼吸。
She had palpitations.
她感觉到心跳加速。
She had passed out.
她甚至昏倒。
She had symptoms.
她有这各种各样的感受。
Do you feel your need?
你有没有感受到自己的需要呢？
Do you feel like there's something wrong in your life?
你有没有感受到你生命中、人生中有一些地方出了错呢？
If you do not feel that you need to change, you will go home and not get something out of this conference.
如果你没有感觉到你有这个需要改变的话，那么你在这个大会中离开呢，也不会得到什么改变。
Let's say I come into a patient's room as a doctor.
如果我来到一个病人的房间里面，身为一个医生。
Hi, I'm Dr. Riesenberg.
我就说我是 Riesenberg 医生。
What seems to be the problem tonight?
那今天晚上你有什么问题呢？
It's 2 a.m.
是凌晨两点钟。
So it must be pretty serious.
或许呢是很严重的事。
And they said, oh, there's no problem.
然后就有人说我没有什么问题。
I just came by to say hi and see how you're doing.
我不过是来跟你打个招呼，看看你怎么样而已。
Do you think that ever happens?
你说会有这样子的病人发生这样的事吗？
Well, it does happen sometimes.
的确曾经有这样子的事。
And then I step out of the room.
然后我就走出房间。
And I call for security and psychiatry.
然后我就去叫这个护卫人员，还有告诉这个心理医生。
Because they're crazy.
因为他实在是有了问题。
Because people don't go to the doctor unless they're sick.
的确，人要是没有生病的话，他们不会去找医生。
And I'm telling you, you will never come to Jesus unless you feel your need of change.
的确，我告诉你，除非你感受到你有需要改变，要不然你不会到耶稣那里去。
You may be enjoying music.
可能你很喜爱音乐。
Maybe video games.
或者是玩电子游戏
maybe the internet,
或者是上网
maybe food,
或是很爱吃一些食物
maybe your job,
或者是你的工作
maybe your relationships,
或者你很喜爱你跟人的关系
and you feel everything is perfect,
而你觉得一切都非常的美好
but when the music stops,
可是当这些音乐停止
when your relationships fail,
或者是你人的关系破裂
when you lose your job,
或者你失去了你的工作
and it's quiet,
一切都沉静下来的时候
God speaks to you.
上帝就在跟你说话
And you feel the emptiness in your heart.
你感觉到你心里面的空虚
Do you feel that today?
你今天有没有这样的感受呢
Have you ever asked yourself, is this all there is to life?
有没有问过自己，这就是人生里的一切吗
Do you feel like something is missing?
你有没有感受到有一些东西不见了，或者是你失去了
That.Is the symptom.
这就是你应该有的感受。
That is God speaking to your soul.
就是上帝在向你的灵魂说话。
Telling you that you need His heart.
告诉你你需要他的心。
The last step is very clear.
最后一个步骤是非常清楚的。
When I tell the patients the diagnosis,
当我告诉这个病人他这个他的病的时候
，They have two choices.
他有两个选择。
They can believe me.
他可以相信我说的话。
Or they can say, Dr. Riesenberger, I want a second opinion.
或许呢，他可以告诉我 ，Riesenberger 医生，我要去寻找另外一个医生替我诊断。
And Helen could have done the same thing.
海伦可能也这样做。
She did not have to believe me.
她实在不必要相信我。
And that is the same thing with God.
同样的，上帝也这样。
When God tells you you need a new heart and you need to change,
当上帝告诉你你需要一个新的心，你需要做出改变。
You either believe him,
你必须要相信他。
Or not,
你可以选择不相信他。
John chapter 8,
在约翰福音第八章
，verse 31,
第三十一节。
John chapter 8, verse 31,
约翰福音第八章第三十一节。
Then Jesus said.To those Jews which believed on him,
耶稣对信他的犹太人说
Who is Jesus talking to?
耶稣在对什么人说话呢
Is Jesus talking to the Gentiles?
耶稣是跟外邦人说话吗
How about the Romans?
是跟罗马人说话吗
Is Jesus talking to the Pharisees that hated him and rejected him?
他是向那些拒绝他的法利赛人说话吗
Who is Jesus talking to? This is very important.
这很重要的就是耶稣在向什么人说话
Yes, the ones who believed in him.
就是相信他的犹太人
So, who are we?
我们是什么人呢
We believe in Jesus. Who believes in Jesus?
谁相信耶稣呢我们相信耶稣
So, who is Jesus talking to in this passage?
那么在这节经文里面耶稣向什么人说话呢
You.
就是向你说话
And me,
向我说话
And Esther
向 Tim 说话
Then she said Jesus If you continue in my words Then are you my disciples indeed And you shall know the truth And the truth shall make you free
你们若常常遵守我的道就真是我的门徒你们必晓得真理真理必叫你们得以自由
Do you want to be free today?
你今天是不是很想得到自由呢
I do
我的确很想。
I pray for that every day.
我每天都为这件事祷告。
But that's not what these people said.
可是呢，这些人却不是这么说。
They answered him, "We are Abraham's children, and were never a slave to anyone. So how are you saying we shall be made free?"
他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。你怎么说我们必得以自由呢？
Tim, I have been a fourth generation Seventh-day Adventist.
Tim, 你知道吗？我是第四代的基督徒，福音信徒。
I went to Loma Linda University.
我去上的是罗马林大大学。
I am an elder in my church.
我在教会里面做长老的。
In fact, I'm almost related to Ellen White.
我甚至呢是跟怀艾伦有一些亲戚关系的。
Why are you telling me that I need to change?
为什么你来告诉我我需要改变呢？
If you're thinking that in your heart right now,
如果你现在心里是这么想的话，
you are just like the Jews in this passage.
你就好像经文里面所描述的这些犹太人，
and you will not change.
你就必然不会改变。
But Jesus tells them,
可是耶稣对他们说，
Verily, verily, I say unto you,Whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。
So I'm going to ask you a personal question.
所以今天我要问你一个很个人的问题。
You commit sin?
你犯罪吗？
That's what Jesus is saying.
这就是耶稣所说的。
If you commit sin, you are the servant of sin.
如果你犯罪的话，你就是罪的奴仆。
Sin is the symptom.
罪呢是你的征兆。
It's like chest pain.
就好像胸痛。
Or shortness of breath.
或者是不能呼吸。
Or being tired.
或者是感觉累。
Sin in your life.
你生活中的罪。
If you are still practicing sin.
如果你还犯罪的话。
That is telling you there's something wrong.
就是告诉你呢，你人生中有一些问题。
And we need Jesus.
我们需要耶稣。
And I can tell you right now,
我现在就可以告诉你,
I think every one of us is paying attention.
我相信每一个人都很注意地听。
And we realize that there's something in our life,
我们发觉到在我们的生命中,
that we can't break free of.
是我们不能够得到自由的。
You know what it is.
你知道是什么。
And God does too.
上帝也知道。
Perhaps it's a relationship.
可能是我们与一个人的关系。
Perhaps it's the internet.
或者是上网的习惯。
Perhaps it's your cell phone.
或者是你的手提电话。
Maybe you spend more time chatting than with your Bible.
或者你花更多的时间呢上网聊天多过你花时间读圣经。
Maybe it's some secret internet site that you're visiting.
或者呢你上网浏览的一些网页呢是很秘密的。
Maybe it's the attitude you have towards your wife or your husband.
或者是你对你的配偶所持的一种态度。
Maybe it's your temper.
或者是你的脾气。
Maybe you're overeating. Overeating.
还是你吃的太多了。
I don't know what it is.
我不知道是什么。
But I tell you that sin is the symptom.
但是我要告诉你，你生活中的罪就是一种征兆。
But even if you are a servant to sin, there is hope.
就算你是罪的奴仆，但是你还是有希望的。
There's hope for me.
我是有希望的。
There's hope for you.
对你也是有希望的。
The servant does not abide in the house forever, but the son abides forever.
奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。
Jesus is telling you today.
耶稣今天就在告诉你。
If there is sin in your life.
如果你的生活中有罪。
You will not live forever.
你不能够永远的活着。
Only if the son makes you free will you be living forever.
只有儿子让你得自由，你才能够永远的活着。
But notice that the servant lives for a time.
你注意到这里说奴仆能够活一段的时候。
Jesus by his sacrifice.
耶稣借着他的牺牲。
Paid the penalty.
他付出了代价。
Not just for the people who would accept him.
不只是为了那些接受他的人而已。
But Jesus purchased a window of time for even the people who would refuse him.
像耶稣呢，为那些甚至是拒绝他的人，也买下了一段的时间。
That time is now.
这个时间就是现在。
Jesus has purchased a probation for you and I.
耶稣呢，为你和我买下了这个恩典的时间。
A time where we can realize that we need to change.
这个时间让我们能够了解到我们需要改变。
A time when we can come to Him and get the new heart.
让我们能够来到他那里，得到一颗新的心。
You can believe Him.
你可以相信他
or not.
你也可以选择不相信他。
If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
儿子若让你们得自由，你们就真正的得到自由。
And I'm going to show you very clearly how to be free.
在这里我要清楚地向大家显示怎样能够得到自由。
Notice Helen right now.
你注意这个海伦。
This picture was taken after I told her the diagnosis.
这个图片呢是在我告诉她她的诊断之后拍下的。
Does she look sad?
你看她是不是难过呢？
Or happy?
还是高兴呢？
She's happy.
她高兴。
But why is she happy?
可是她为什么高兴呢？
I just gave her the worst news of her life.
我告诉了她人生中最坏的消息。
I told her the reason why you have chest pain and shortness of breath is there's a big hole in your heart and you need a new one.
我告诉她呢，为什么你胸痛，你感觉呼吸困难，是因为你心脏里面有个很大的洞。
Why do you think she's happy?
而你需要一个新的心，可是你说她为什么会这么高兴呢？
Yes, because she knows what's wrong now.
因为她现在知道她到底在哪里出了问题。
You don't have to keep asking yourself.
你不需要再一再地问自己了。
Why do I keep doing this?
为什么我继续做这样的事？
Why do I keep falling into the sin?
为什么我不断地跌入罪中？
You need a new heart.
你需要一颗新的心。
Don't go over to the tree and just pick off the fruit.
不需要你不需要到树那里去，就去采果子而已。
The answer is not to pray more.
因为答案不是那么样的。
The answer is not to go to more conferences.
因为呢，答案也不是在这些大会里面。
The answer is to come to the great physician and let him do surgery on you.
答案呢，就是你必须要到这伟大的医师那里，让他为你进行一项的手术。
The answer is to get God's one heart.
答案就是你必须要得到上帝的那一颗心。
Don't pick off the fruit.
不要去采那个果子。
You need to cut the root.
你必须要斩断那个树根。
But how do we do this?
我们要怎样做呢？
What's God's part?
上帝他所扮演什么样的角色？
What's my part?
我所扮演的是怎么样的角色？
It's so simple.
是非常的简单。
I will give you an illustration from the emergency department.
让我从我的急救。
I saw a patient one time. I saw a patient one time and she said, Doctor, my finger is hurting.
有一次我看见一个病人，他说，医生啊，我的手很痛。
Did you fall?
我问他，你跌倒了吗？
I don't know.
我不知道。
Did something bite it?
有东西咬你了吗？
I don't know.
我也不知道。
Well, did you crush it?
你有没有去捉它呢？
I don't know.
不知道。
I said, well, why don't you know?
我问他，你为什么会不知道呢？
Well, I was doing drugs and smoking and drinking alcohol last night and I don't remember anything.
因为昨天晚上我喝酒抽烟而且吸毒了，所以我不记得了。
I said, oh, okay, well, I'll get an x-ray of your finger, I'll get some blood work, and I'll tell you what it shows.
我就说好吧，那么我让你去照 X 光，然后呢，验一些血，然后我就告诉你哪里出了问题。
And I came back.
后来我回来了。
And I said, it looks like there's an infection in your finger.
我说你的手指呢，受感染了。
You need to quit smoking, quit the drugs, no more alcohol.
你必须要停止抽烟，而且呢，不可以再吸毒，而且不可以喝酒了。
I'm going to give you a dose of an antibiotic, a pill, right now.
我现在就给你的抗生素。
And I'm going to write you a prescription.
然后我就写这个医疗单。
Go fill it right away at the pharmacy.
你立刻就到药房那里去拿药。
Take all the medicine, even if you feel better.
就算你感觉好一些了，你是需要吃完所有的药。
And if the red part of your finger spreads, then you need to...Come back.
如果你看到那个红色的部分呢，蔓延了，那么你就必须要回来看我。
So she left.
她就离开了。
And she came back 10 days later.
十天后她回来了。
And her finger was not red.
那时候她的手指不再是红色的。
It was yellow and it looked like a big sausage full of pus.
是黄色的，而且流满了脓。
And she said, "Oh, doctor, my finger."
他说：“医生，你看我的手指。
”Help me，
请你帮助我。
But she didn't recognize that I was the one who saw her 10 days ago.
可是她却没有认出我，就是在十天前看她的那一个医生。
She said, "I came here about 2 weeks ago, and the doctor who saw me, he didn't do anything."
她说，两个星期前我来看这里的医生，那个看我的医生他没有做什么。
I said, "Oh, really?"
我说真的吗
？Did he order any tests?
他有为你做任何检验吗
？Oh yes, X-ray and a lab test.
他说有啊，照了 X 光，然后呢验了血。
Did he give you any treatment?
他有没有给你任何的医疗呢
？Oh, I think maybe he gave me one pill.
有，他好像给了我一粒药。
Well, did he write you a prescription for some more pills?
他有没有写了医药单让你去拿多一点的药呢？
I think he did.
我想有的。
Well, did you fill the prescription?
你有没有去拿这个药呢？
Oh no, it was snowing. It was dangerous to drive my car.
因为那是下大雪，然后要驾车很危险，所以我没有。
Well, did the doctor tell you to quit any habits, maybe?
医生有没有告诉你你要停止一些坏习惯吗？
Oh, yes, he told me to quit drinking, smoking, and using the drugs.
他告诉我必须要停止抽烟、喝酒和吸毒。
And did you quit?
我就问他你有没有停止呢？
Yes, I did.
有啊。
When did you quit?
什么时候呢？
Today.
今天。
So why did her finger not get any better?
你说为什么她的手指不能够好呢？
Tell me.
告诉我
She didn't do anything I told her to do.
我告诉她的每一件事，她一件都没做。
She didn't quit the drugs.
她没有停止吸毒。
She didn't even fill the prescription.
也没有去拿药。
And she didn't come back as soon as it started getting worse.
而且她的手指恶化的时候，她也没有回转来看我。
And this is exactly what we do.
这就是我们所做的事。
We think it's funny.
我们觉得很好笑。
But we do the same thing to God.
可是呢，我们对上帝做同样的事。
We come to a conference.
我们来参加大会。
They tell us what to do.
人们告诉我们应当怎么做。
In order to grow spiritually, we have to read our Bibles.
我们要在属灵上成长的话，我们需要读经。
Pray every day.
我们要每天祷告。
And share our faith with others.
跟其他的人分享我们的信仰。
And we go home.
我们回家了
and nothing changes.
可是却没有任何的改变
because we didn't surrender our lives to Jesus.
因为我们没有把我们的生命降服在耶稣那里
we didn't give up our sins.
我们没有放弃我们的罪
we didn't read our Bibles.
我们没有读圣经
we didn't pray.
我们没有祷告
and we haven't shared our faith with one person.
也没有向任何的一个人分享我们的信仰
is it a mystery that we don't change?
那么我们没有改变是不是一项秘密呢
I'm going to give you a vivid experience. Very vivid illustration.
我要给大家分享一个我的经验。
How many of you like to have your devotions in the morning?
有多少人喜欢在早晨灵修的?
How many of you like to pray in the morning?
有多少人喜欢在早晨祷告的?
How many of you sometimes are tired in the morning, but you still want to pray?
有多少人在早晨是很疲倦的,但是还是要祷告?
Sometimes when you're tired,
有时候当你累了时候
and you're kneeling down,
当你跪下来的时候
do you ever pray like this?
你会这样子祷告吗?
Dear Jesus,
亲爱的耶稣
Now why does that happen?
为什么会有这样的事情发生呢?
Why doesn't God keep you awake?
为什么上帝不让你醒着呢?
Because you can do that.
因为你能够这样做。
You know you shouldn't lay down if you're tired. You're going to go to sleep.
因为你知道如果你累了你就应该躺下来睡觉。
How many of you like to read your Bible in the morning?
有多少人喜欢在早上读圣经?
How many of you sometimes don't feel like reading your Bible in the morning?
有多少人早上有时候不想要读圣经?
How many of you have had your Bible in the morning get up off the bookshelf, fly over to you, open up, and start reading to you?
有多少人的圣经呢能够从书架上早上呢就飞到你的面前然后打翻开来然后开始念给你听
Why doesn't God do that?
为什么上帝不这么做呢
Because you can.
因为你可以这么做
Watch this. The emergency department patient.
在急救室的这个病人
I give her her pill.
我给她了药
I write her prescription.
我写了医药单
She goes home.
她回家了。
And then after she goes home, 4 hours later, she hears this.
她回家了四个小时之后，她听见叩门的声音。
Who is it?
是谁
？It's Dr. Riesenberger.
是 Riesenberger 医生。
What do you want?
你要什么
？I'm here for your next antibiotic. Ah!
我送了你的下，就是下一次你需要吃的抗生素来了。
What would she do?
她怎么做呢
？She'd call 911.
他会立刻打紧急电话。
She said, "I got a crazy doctor running after me."
有一个疯的医生，他来我。
So why doesn't the doctor come and give you each pill?
为什么医生不到你的家里来给你每一份的药呢
？Because you can.
因为你可以。
The doctor does for you what you cannot do.
因为你可以这么做，医生为你做的是你不能做的。
But you have to do what you can.
你呢，必须要做你能够做的那一份。
Can you order X-ray?
你可以叫人帮你照 X 光吗？
Can you write a prescription?
你可以写医药单吗？
Who does that?
是谁要这么做呢？
I do.
是医生。
Because you don't have a license.
因为你没有一个医生的执照。
You don't have a way to diagnose or treat things.
你没有能够诊断或者治疗的方法。
And just like that, we cannot change our hearts.
就好像这样，我们也不能改变我们的心。
We cannot change our thoughts.
我们不能改变自己的思想。
But God will do that for us.
可是上帝会为我们做这一些事。
Because we can't.
因为我们不能这么做。
But He wants us to do what we can.
可是呢，他要我们做我们能够做的事。
So how much does He want us to do?
那他要做多少呢？
Does He want us to surrender half of our sins?
他要我们把我们一半的罪，丢下吗？
Does He want us to try 90%?
还是尝试90%呢？
100%.
不是90%，而是100%。
I'm going to tell you right now, no one in this room is going to be saved unless you give 100%.
我要告诉大家的是，除非你把自己的心100%的献上，要不然你必然不会得救。
But what is 100%?
100%是什么呢？
I'll share it with you.
让我跟大家分享。
So, Li Chu, I'm going to ask you a question.
李柱，我要问你一个问题。
Who's this?Nice looking gentleman next to you.
坐在你旁边的这位是谁呢？
Okay, right now he passes out.
突然间他昏倒了。
What are you going to do?
那你要怎么办呢？
No, I'm not here.
我不在这里呢。
Ask Dr. Lee. Ask Dr. Lee. He's not here either.
找李医生，李医生也不在。
He slept in.
他睡着了。
What are you going to do?
那你要怎么办呢？
You check his pulse, he has no pulse.
然后你就去、
He's not breathing. Come on, Li Chu, come on.
检查他的
He's dying.
脉搏
What are you going to do?
看他有没有呼吸，他没有呼吸呢，他快要死了。
Pray, praise the Lord. Okay, after you're done praying.
祷告，感谢上帝，你祷告了。
You're going to call for help, right?
你就要请求帮助。
And if you know CPR, maybe you don't. If you know CPR, what are you going to do?
如果 你懂得心肺复苏术的话，那么或许你可以这么做。
You're going to start pounding on his chest, aren't you?
你可以开始做这个心肺复苏术。
Until the paramedics arrive and take you to the hospital.
然后你就等待这个救伤车的人员到来，把他带到医院。
Who are the doctors? Who are the doctors here?
在这里有多少人是医生呢？
Who's not ER? I want someone to raise who's not ER.
那些不是在急救室工作的医生。
Who's not ER? Okay, you're a doctor?Okay, oh no, 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 but, no, I mean a doctor, but not emergency medicine.
就是医生，但是不是在急救室工作的医生。
Okay, what's your name?
你叫什么名？
Okay, so Dr. Lee.
李医生。
Okay, what are you going to do? You're going to do CPR, right?
那你要怎么办呢？你就开始做心肺复苏术。
He's in your hospital right now.
他现在到了你的医院。
You put him up on the monitor.
然后就开始把所有的诊断呢
It's ventricular fibrillation. What are you going to do?
你看见他的心跳心率不整，那你怎么办呢？
What are you going to do? It's VFib.
要怎么做呢？
Yeah, you're going to shock him? Boom, all right, nothing. What are you going to do?
然后你接上电极，可是没有什么事情发生。
Maybe give him some drugs or something like that, right?
或许你会给他一些药，让他能够他的心跳能够复苏。
So he does a little bit more than you.
他做的可能比你多一点。
Now let's say I am here.
如果说我在这里的话。
In fact, you're right near my hospital.
你就在我的医院里面。
What are you going to do with him now?
那你现在要怎么办呢？
He's passed out.
他昏倒了。
Where are you going to take him?
你要把他带到。
You're right in front of my ER.
你就在我的紧急室、急救室的外面，那你要怎么办呢？
You're gonna take him to me, right?
你就把他带到我那里来，对吧？
And I'm also gonna pray.
我也当然要祷告。
And if I pray, dear Jesus,
如果我祷告，亲爱的
耶稣， please bless my dear brother.
请你赐福我这亲爱的弟
兄。And bless all the missionaries.
而且呢，赐福所有的布道士。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
And that's all I do.
这是我所有所做的。
How does that sound?
那你听起来怎么样？
Okay, well, maybe I do CPR.
可能我做心肺复苏术。
Is that enough?
就够了吗？
What if I just maybe shock him once or twice, like Dr. Lee?
还是我让他用电极触电？
Is that enough?
够了吗？
No, you want me to intubate him, you want me to shock him, you want me to give him adrenaline, atropine, calcium chloride, everything.
你要我做的是给各种各样的药，让他的心能够重新跳动。
And what if I didn't give 100% to you?
如果我没有给你100%的治疗。
What if I just tried a little bit?
如果我只是尝试一点点。
That's it all. That's it.
就够了。
Your family would call me a murderer.
你的家人呢就会打电话来控告我，我谋杀了你。
Anything less than 100% would be murder.
任何少过100%的治疗呢，对他来说都是谋杀。
But 100% for you is call for help and pray.
对你来说呢，做100%呢，就是去要求帮助。
And that's all God wants you to do.
而祷告，这就是上帝要你做的。
For Dr. Lee, it may be a little bit more.
对李医生来说，可能他需要更多一点。
And he knows a lot more than you.
因为他比你知道的多。
For me, it's the very highest standard.
对我来说呢，可能是更高的标准。
Because that's what I do every day.
因为这是我每天做的工作。
Why is it that we give 100% to save our physical life, but we don't give 100% to save our souls?
为什么我们愿意付出100%来拯救我们身体的肉体？
Let me tell you, if you do not give 100%,
可是却不愿意做100%来救我们的灵魂呢
？You will be lost.
各位告诉你，如果你不愿意献上100%，你就会沉沦。
But the good news is that when you give your 100%,
当你付上100%，
even though it is small,
虽然是很小的一部分而已
，God gives His 100%.
可是上帝呢，他会做100%，
and He will save you.
他会拯救你。
That is how simple salvation is.
救恩就是那么简单的一回事。
That is your part.
你所必须要扮演的角色。
And that is God's part.
上帝呢也有他需要扮演的角色。
The Bible tells us like this.
圣经这么告诉我们。
Philippians 2.
在腓立比书第二章。
Philippians 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Verses 12 and 13.
十二和十三节。
Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The second part of the verse.Philippians 2:12.
腓立比书第二章第十二节，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
For it is God that works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure.
因为你们立志行事，都是上帝在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
God is going to work in you to change you.
上帝必要在你里面工作来改变你。
He is going to help you with your thoughts.
他要改变你的思想。
He is going to give you a desire to do what is right.
他要给你一种的想望去做公义的事。
But you have to decide to obey that desire or not.
可是呢，你必须要选择决定愿不愿意去跟随这个愿望。
Just like you decide to read your Bible in the morning or not.
就好像你早上你要决定愿不愿意读圣经一样。
This is even more clear. John 11:39.
这节经文更清楚的在约翰福音十一章。
John 11:39.
约翰福音十一章三十九节。
Very simple story.
这是个简单的故事。
Jesus is about to raise Lazarus from the dead.
耶稣呢快要使拉撒路复活了。
Just like Jesus is ready to raise you from the dead.
就好像耶稣他在等着要使你复活。
But when he comes to the tomb, there's something in the way. What is it?
当他来到坟墓前的时候呢，有些东西阻挡了他，是什么呢
？A stone，
一块大石头。
And Jesus says, "Take away the stone."
耶稣说，把石头挪开。
Who is he talking to？
他向谁说话呢
？The people that were nearby，
就是那些附近的人。
Did you know that Jesus had angels around him？
你知道吗？耶稣的身边有很多的天使。
Desire of Ages said that he could have asked the angels, and invisible hands would have removed the stone.
历代愿望告诉我们，他其实可以要求那些看不见的天使把那石头挪开。
Desire of Ages also tells us that Jesus could have commanded the stone, and it would have moved out of the way.
历代愿望也告诉我们，耶稣其实可以命令那块石头，那个石头就会滚开。
But human hands were to remove the stone.
可是呢？上帝却要人的手来挪开那石头。
And then she says, what human power can do, divine power is not summoned to do.
而且呢，他接下来告诉我们，人手或者人力能够办得到的，上帝必然不会替人来做这些事。
God will raise you from the dead.
上帝会使我们复活。
But you must remove the stone.
可是你却必须要把石头挪开。
God will call and draw you to himself.
上帝呢，他会呼召，他会吸引你来归向他。
But you must open the door.
可是你必须要打开那个门。
God will tell you the diagnosis.
上帝会告诉你你的病是什么。
You must choose to believe him or not.
你必须要选择相不相信他。
He will tell you how to be healed.
他要告诉你怎样能够得到医治。
You must follow his directions.
你必须要跟随他的指示去做。
And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be easy.
我要告诉你的时候，我要告诉你的就是这不是容易的事。
This is my first patient in Cambodia.
这是我在柬埔寨的第一位病人。
What do you think is wrong with him?
你说他患了什么病呢?
Take a look.
看一看。
He's got a broken arm.
他的手断了。
And watch what I'm going to do to him.
你看我怎么,我对他
做什么? Oh no! I'm going to slap some iodine on it.
然后我就为他放了些碘酒。
It hurts even more.
更痛了。
Then what am I going to do?
然后我就怎么办呢?
What do I have in my hand?
我的手上拿的是什么呢?
I got a big needle in my hand.
有一支很粗的针。
And I'm going to stick this needle into the fracture site.
然后呢，把这个针刺到这个断的地方。
Why did he let me do that?
他为什么让我这么做呢？
Because he wants to be healed.
因为呢，他要得到医治。
And even though it hurts,
虽然很痛，
he is going to let me do it.
可是他还是容许我这么做。
God wants to change your life.
上帝要改变你的人生。
But it's going to hurt.
但是是会使你痛的。
Giving up your sins is like cutting off your hand.
把你的罪呢放弃，就好像斩断你的手那样。
Or like pulling out your eye.
或者是把你的眼睛剜出来一样。
But why did he hold still while I did it?
可是为什么他还是乖乖的让我做呢？
Because he trusted me.
因为他信任我。
He trusted that I was trying to help him.
他信任我正在帮助他。
So I did.
所以我的确了，做了。
I fixed his arm.
我把他的手呢弄好了。
I pulled it tight.
把他拉紧了。
And I put it back in place.
然后把他放回了原来的位置。
And God will put you back in place too.
上帝也会把你放到你原来的位置上。
So we go back to Helen.
我们回到海伦那里去。
I left her village.
我离开了那个乡村。
She came all the way to the bus to say goodbye.
他来到我的巴士，我的公车那里跟我说再见。
Even up to the window.
甚至到那个窗口那里。
And as I waved goodbye.
当我摇手跟他说再见。
She jumped up and grabbed hold of me and kissed me.
他就跳起来呢，抱着我，亲了我。
On the cheek.
亲了我一下。
And I left.
然后我离开了。
But what happened to her?
可是后来他怎么样了呢？
Well, I went back to my job in the States.
我就回到美国做我的工作。
And they said, what? And they said, well, Tim, where did you go?
然后我就问他，你去了哪里？
Well, I went to Peru and I saw a VSD with Eisenmenger's. You don't have to translate that. Very serious heart condition.
有人就问我做了什么，我就说我去到了秘鲁，看见了一个有心脏有孔的病人。
Oh, I bet she died, right?
然后我想可能她死了吧。
No, she's not dead yet.
他们就告诉我没有，他没有死。
And the next day,
隔了一天，
someone came to me.
有人就来到我那里。
It was one of my colleagues in the ER.
是我的其中一个急救室的同事。
She wasn't a doctor.
她不是一个医生。
She wasn't a lawyer.
她不是个律师。
She wasn't even a nurse.
她也不是个护士。
She was one of the aides in the ER.
她是在这个急救室里面的助手。
She made very little money.
她赚很少的钱而已。
Just a little over minimum wage.
可能就是比最低薪高一点点而已。
And in her hand, she had an envelope with $1,000.
她的手中呢拿着一个信封，里面装了$1,000.
She said, "This is for Helen."
她说这笔钱呢是给海伦的。
She wasn't an Adventist.
她不是个复灵信徒。
She wasn't a Christian.
她不是个基督徒。
So why did she give the money?
可是为什么她愿意给这笔钱呢？
Because God was giving the money.
因为上帝给了这笔钱。
And so, I sent the money to Helen.
然后我把这笔钱寄给海伦。
And that money was enough for her to get treated and to get healed.
那一笔钱呢，足够让她得到医治，并且康复了。
And she, 3 weeks later, became an Adventist and went to our academy with the money left over.
然后三个星期之后呢，她成为了复灵信徒，去到我们的教会学校上课。
I did not have to have one Bible study with her.
我甚至不需要跟她查经任何一次。
Because she already had the illustration of the new heart in her own experience.
因为她从个人的经验中呢，学习到得到一颗新的心是怎么样的。
When they studied with her, it was very easy for her to accept.
当他们跟她研究圣经的时候，对她来说非常的容易能够接受。
Because she already had a new heart.
因为她已经有了一颗新的心。
Physically.
就是在肉体上。
And so it was easy for her to get a new heart spiritually.
所以在属灵上，他能很容易的就得到一颗新的心。
But if you forget everything that I've said this morning,
今天早上如果你忘了我所有所说的话，
I want you to remember Genesis 22:8.
我要大家记得的是在创世纪22章第八节。
Because the new heart is free for us.
因为这个新的心是免费白白赐给我们的。
But it is very expensive for God.
可是对上帝来说，他却不要付出很高的代价。
And Abraham said
to Isaac, 说,
and Isaac was asking, here is the wood, here is the fire, where is the sacrifice?
以撒就问父亲说，看啊，火和柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
And Abraham says, my son,
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，
God will provide himself a lamb for the sacrifice.
上帝必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
If your heart is failing,
如果你的心呢已经不能用了
，and you need a transplant to survive，
你必须要能够有一个新的心才能够活。
In order for you to live，
你要活的话
，what does that mean for someone else？
你要活着的话，那么另外一个人又怎么样呢
？What has to happen for you to live？
要发生怎样的事情你才能够活着呢
？Someone has to die。
另一个人必须要死去。
Because you only have one heart.
因为你只有一颗心。
And to receive that one heart.
你要得到那一颗心。
Means that someone else has to give theirs.
就是说，另外一个人必须要把他的心给你。
You see, our heart transplant comes from God.
我们得到的那颗新的心是从上帝那里来的。
He is the one that gives his heart for you.
是他给了他的心。
That you can live.
好让你能够活着。
He offers it free.
他白白的赐给我们。
But it costs him his life.
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览www.loudvoicemedia.com